As if that deficit news weren't bad enough, the House today tried to address the growing fury over big corporate bonuses. It voted overwhelmingly to impose a 90% tax on such payments. That would apply to firms getting more than $5 billion in federal bailout funds. Among those firms is the troubled insurance giant AIG, which sparked the outrage by paying millions in bonuses to employees of its biggest money-losing unit. NPR's David Wellner reports.
There was not one hearing on the hastily drafted bonus tax bill. Instead, it went straight to the House floor, propelled there by outrage over AIG's bonus bonanza. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney told colleagues it would be morally reprehensible for Congress not to act.
The bill we consider now to tax bonus payments, such as the ones in question at AIG, at the effective rate of 90%, sends a message that cannot be mistaken. The game is finished. The casino is closed.
And even though Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Rangel balked just a few days ago at levying a huge tax on bonuses, by today he was fully on board with the idea.
We're not trying to punish anybody. We just say do what you have to do. Rewards are subjective, but you don't do it with taxpayers' money.
But some Republicans cast doubt on the constitutionality of such a tax. California's Dan Lundgren reminded colleagues the Constitution prohibits so-called bills of attainder, which single out individuals or groups for punishment without trial.
If we overturn the Constitution to show our outrage, no single American is safe. Because in the future, what we will do is say we have a precedent that when we have an unpopular group, when we have a group that deserves some punishment, we won't go through the real laws. What we'll do is we will pass a new tax law with confiscatory rates and say, we've done it for the American people.
House Minority Leader John Boehner said he wasn't telling his fellow Republicans how to vote, but Boehner himself called the bill a sham aimed at covering up the fact that a provision was inserted by Democrats in the recent economic stimulus bill shielding the AIG bonus payments.
This political circus that's going on here today with this bill is not getting to the bottom of the questions of who knew what and when did they know it.
Boehner said rather than approving a new tax, Congress should be carrying out a probe into how the bonus shielding provision got into the stimulus bill, which every House Republican opposed. But New York Democrat Steve Israel said there's just one thing that constituents wanted to know.
Did you vote to recover my money or did you vote to allow them to get away with my money? That's what this is about, Mr. Speaker. The American people have had it with the posturing and the partisanship and the politics. They want their money back.
The only Republican who spoke in favor of the bonus tax was Michigan's Dave Camp.
It is our duty to protect and defend hardworking taxpaying Americans. At the end of the day, this insult to taxpayers cannot, should not, and will not stand, and I urge my colleagues to vote for the measure.
In the end, the bonus tax passed by a vote of 328-93. 85 House Republicans voted for it, and 87 opposed it, along with 6 Democrats. The Senate is considering similar legislation. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.